Hola, mi gente. The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. My brand new book, Financially Lit, is officially out. And I can't wait for you to get your copy. Inside this book, I'm bringing you culturally relevant and relatable personal finance advice that will allow you to finally feel seen, heard, and understood. Whether it's the guilt you feel from being the first person to make it while members of your family are still struggling, or the way that financial trauma manifests itself in negative and limiting beliefs around money, Financially Lit is here to guide you through it all. Just a few years ago, it was almost impossible to find personal finance books written for first-generation wealth-building Latinas. We have been forced to navigate the complicated world of money with a bunch of money books written by old white dudes who don't understand what it's like for us first-gen kids. But that stops right here, right now. Inside Financially Lit, you will learn how to set boundaries with your familia, with your dinero, create and pass on generational wealth, diversify and increase your income, protect yourself from financial abuse, navigate the complicated relationship between amor and dinero, invest like a white dude or better, and so much more. You can get your hard copy and audiobook version of Financially Lit at financiallylitbook.com, and make sure to join our email list so you can find out when I'm stopping in a city near you for the Financially Lit book tour. See you soon.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres, award-winning Latina personal finance expert. I didn't always have my financial shit together, but when I started looking for POC-friendly personal finance podcasts, I couldn't find any. And so Yo Quiero Dinero was born. On this show, I'll show you how to make dinero, how to keep your dinero, and most importantly, how to make it grow. Each week, I'm connecting you with the most brilliant minds in the world of money and business, so you can learn about investing, entrepreneurship, and building wealth. The best part? I'm dishing up all this knowledge with a sassy side of sazón. So if you're ready to be poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in. Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode. Ladies, I am so excited to have you here to talk about your experience by being a part of my program, the Ultimate Side Hustle Starter Kit, which was the first digital program that I put together after realizing that, like, I kept getting questions about how I started my own side hustle journey in this entrepreneurial space. And I've had many different identities as an entrepreneur. And so we have many different identities of women on this call today, on this chat. And so I want to start off first with introductions. We'll start with you, Karina. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what initially attracted you to the program.
First of all, I had no idea that this was your first digital course. You could not even tell. I always told Janice she was like the mom of all Googles. She knew every single answer. And if she didn't, she would literally click away. But hola, chicas. My name is Karina F. Daves. I'm a life coach and the podcast host of One Day at a Time. And I love helping women get their freaking lives back. When I looked into Janice's class, I was actually looking into two. And I didn't know which one to pick, if I should do this TikTok course given now by my friend Erica Cruz or to do her side hustle. And I just decided to do both at the same time. At that point, I really had an idea. I was coming off of potentially creating a blog, and I had this website, and I had recently worked with a social media strategist that was amazing, but really was into the show of it and not like the grunt of the business. And I was like, how do I make money off of this? Because I don't just like want to be taking pictures. I actually want to tell a story. I actually want to help people. And given my background in social work, I wanted to create a side hustle while working a 9-to-5. And those were the big words in Janice's every single freaking ad, was like, create a side hustle while working your 9-to-5. And for me, that was the main thing that attracted me to you.
I love it. And I love the fact that like you have always been the type of student that I'm obsessed with, that you just get curious and you commit. Right. And I think that's such an important part of this journey into entrepreneurship. When you don't know what you don't know, I mean, you just got to be open to learning all the shit, not always getting it right the first time, and just embracing this feeling of uncertainty and just staying out of your comfort zone, which is the world that we live in now as business owners. So shout out to you for always being committed, girl. I love
it. Thank you.
Ariana, let's go to you. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what initially attracted you to this program.
Yeah, so I'm Ariana Rodriguez. I am a systems strategist. So I help build systems for creative entrepreneurs online so that they can do what they love to do easier. Without the systems, you can't really grow, you can't really scale, you can't really do very much. So I'm there to do the stuff that they don't really want to do, because sometimes people find systems boring. When I first saw the side hustle course, I was actually working as a virtual assistant, was making like decent money because it was still a side hustle, but one, I actually wanted or thought that I could make this like a full-time thing. And I was like, if I'm thinking that, I need to figure out what the hell I'm doing and how to actually make this into a business, because all I know how to do is put myself out there and say, I can do this. How do I set my business foundations up to really support me in the long term? And then also, how do I then scale my offer, which is something that you talked about a lot and what really got pushed me to kind of step away from virtual assistant and really like lean into my actual skill set of operations and like setting up operations instead.
Yeah, I love your story because, you know, I think a lot of people, when they think about online businesses, they automatically think of influencers. They think of like social media related stuff, that you're the person being the brand, being the face. But you, as a service-based provider for people like myself, you guys make serious money making my life easier as a business owner. And there is so much money to be made in kind of being the background, being the person who can put together the framework, who can understand processes for folks who may not be technical or just don't have that expertise. We need you and the work that you do. So, you know, don't be out here thinking that the only option for you to have a business online is to be out here doing TikToks and, you know, doing sponsored content. That is not the only option in entrepreneurship online. Okay. So I absolutely love that. Okay. Tiffany. Now, Tiffany, we go a little bit way back because she's actually my sorority sister. And I was so excited to see you join my program, sis. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what attracted you to this program.
Yeah, I have no idea when we met, how to be in college. I don't know.
It's somewhere, some way, the universe
really half a lifetime ago, but yes. So I actually started, I have a consulting business. My name is Tiffany Vega Gibson, and I am a theater producer and an arts administrator. That is what I have my degrees in. And I'm also a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant. And so, and I do like a bunch of other things too, but everything's related around the performing arts. I started my consulting company, La Vega Management, 10 years ago. Something I noticed was that I went to Columbia for grad school in the theater program, and they had 6 different disciplines, the playwrights, the directors, the actors, the theater managers. We were taking law classes. We learned how to write and negotiate contracts. We learned how to create budgets. We learned how to make an actual career, like a living, what we're doing. The more artistic programs did not. Like, they graduated not knowing anything about how to manage their money, or even how the theater business works. In fact, they were looking at it as like disgusted that we talked about it like it was a business. And I'm like, well, you got to make money. Like, I don't understand. It actually started as a way for me to consult with my former classmates to literally read their contracts for them and translate the legalese and tell them, help them negotiate it, like tell them what they should ask for or something that they should add or remove. And I also would create personal budgets for them. So like personal budgeting while being a starving artist in New York City. So like that was something that I started doing. And then I also was producing shows here and there with that. Then in 2018, I had a child, I had a son, and I had a full-time job. And I was like, this is too much. So my business went dormant until I was laid off April 1st, 2020. All of a sudden, I became like a stay-at-home mother. And I wasn't working. And I was the breadwinner. I mean, I still am the breadwinner. So that was a huge hit. And I was like, I have to figure out, how do I make money while also caring for, at the time, a two-year-old? So I went back to my business. The side hustle course was really helpful because I already had an established business, but it was really helpful for me to take it to the next level and think totally differently. So like just an example of in 2020, I made $20,000, right, in revenue. In 2021, after taking the course, I made $60,000 in revenue. Right. And actually, it came to a point in February where I was making more money in my side hustle than I was my full-time job.
Side hustle no more, baby girl.
No, so I quit. Yes. I quit. And now that's what I do full-time. I am a full-time entrepreneur that does many different things. In fact, right now, the reason why I have a background on is I'm at a university that I teach at and the office is there.
That's incredible. But,
you know, yeah. So I do a lot of things and I'm still able to have a rich life. It really helps me. If you don't want to think like sometimes people like, you know, this isn't for me because I already have an established business, but this really helped me. Like it unlocked something where I started thinking totally different. Like I was thinking this little and then taking this course, I was like, oh, there is no end to how big I can take this. I know that was a very long explanation, but.
No, I love it. There are so many gems in what you mentioned. And I think, you know, one of the things that people get caught up in about the word side hustle is the way that you frame it in your mind, that it has to stay small. And I think my whole goal is to first plant the idea of the business in your mind and then give you the framework to not only start it, but to scale it. Because there's no point if you really want to create a business that's going to allow you to quit your job. There's no point in staying in that side hustle phase forever. Like if you want to stay there, that's cool. If you want to make a couple extra $1,000 a month just to supplement your life, but you're cool with the 9-to-5, that is an option for you if you take this course, but it also gives you permission and the framework to take this shit to the next level. So it's just as much for beginners as it is for established people. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Tiffany. Karina, I want to know from you, what is it that stood out about this program for you versus like maybe other business 101 programs that might be out there?
It was you. Because we look like each other. For me, I think it was so important to finally get taught by somebody that looked like me. And I've always said this, obviously, like going to college and having diversity there and grad school. And even I taught women's leadership for 5 years in a women's gender studies department. And I constantly talked about women empowerment and I always believed it. But I don't know, it was something about my 30s that once I got here, I was like, I want to make everything like us. Like I want to be around us all the time. I want to talk to us all the time. I want to learn our stories all the time. And it was definitely you, the stories that you told us that really attracted me to you. You know, your marketing is off the chain. Your stories are very riveting. I could just sit there. I feel like I'm reading half of your book, which is coming out next year, right? But yeah, it was you. That's really that simple.
That means a lot, you know, and I think I want folks who are in my position that are trying to start, you know, a business that connects with people to hear what Karina said. Tell your effing story. As an entrepreneur, that's what people buy into. They buy into you as the human, right? Like when you think about any brand, there's a million people doing the exact same thing, but there's a reason why you connect with certain messaging, with certain marketing, with a certain story, with a narrative, with an aesthetic, if you will. And so really getting clear on that, leaning into that and not feeling like you need to be the corporate code switch whitewash version of yourself, which a lot of us are trained to accept as how we're supposed to show up in business. I love entrepreneurship more than anything because I feel like it allows us to deprogram all of that shit and really show up as our true selves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Ariana, how about you? What is it that sold you on being a part of this program?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think about your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you should absolutely get Babbel. You don't need to pay hundreds of dollars to private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Just like the information that we share here on Yo Quiero Dinero, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so that you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Babbel's convenient courses have helped me learn real-life French conversational skills. I was so intimidated by the French language the first time that I visited Paris, but with Babbel's help, I learned how to order food, ask for directions, all without having to consult a random language app while I'm on vacation. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/dinero. Get 50% off at babbel.com/dinero, spelled babbel.com/dinero. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like Karina, you. So I have been following you for a while. You know, I had been following you. I was in like a personal finance journey. I started off with like Jamila Soufran and then eventually found you. And I loved your honesty. I love how you kept things real. You also were living a life that I think that I saw for myself. Like I've always wanted to start a business. I've always wanted to work for myself. Growing up, the 9-to-5 was never like, that was my worst dream. That was my nightmare, like the 9-to-5. I said I never wanted to work in an office. And here I was working in corporate America in a hospital. And I was like, this is not cute. When I realized that I could make money doing the virtual assistant work online, I was like, I wanted to figure out how to grow this, how to make it sustainable, how to be able to afford my life in New Jersey, which is a very expensive state.
Girl, I like, know.
Like, Karina she knows left. Too. Yeah, Janice left us, okay?
I know. So I wanted to learn how to do all of this, right? Like by working online. And I saw that you had done all of this stuff. And I'm like, fuck. Like, excuse my language, but if like you can do it. And I see other like amazing women of color doing this. I know that I can do this. I know I can figure this out. If you can show me a few things to kind of like bypass some of those mistakes that everybody makes at the beginning, even better. So that's my story.
I love it. How about you, Tiffany? What was the thing that sold you on this program?
That's interesting because I've known you for literally half my life. So, you know, it's like I've known you since, you know, before you started all of this, and I've been following your trajectory. And so I saw the change. I actually saw the change from before to after. Similarly to Ariana, it's like, I wanted that too. I say things all the time and people are like, that's really cool. I think I think like everybody and I think I say the same things that everybody says, but that's not actually true. I know that I'm innovative. I know that I think very differently than my peers in my industry. And so I think seeing how just your trajectory of how your life has changed really helped me want to do this. And also, I'm all about supporting women of color. All of the women in my life who support me and teach me are all women of color. And so I'm just always willing to give money back into the community. That's what made me take the plunge.
I love that.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead. Yeah, Chris.
Okay. So the other thing that also sold me on the program was that it did not feel like a cult. Let me just explain and expand on that. So as much as Janice preaches about her beliefs and her values, I knew that I was safe there. Even if I didn't agree with one or two or more than them, I was going to get out of her program what I needed. And she would never, like, I don't know, ghost me if I didn't. So I was very, or maybe I wasn't, I don't know, maybe one time somebody asked me, but like, I remember in the beginning, one of the questions was like, so what's your dream? Like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to leave your 9 to 5? And I was like, no, I was like, no, I'm good. I like where I work. I hate my boss, but I've already unpacked a lot of that. And I've realized that my job is racist. And unless I build it myself, they're probably all going to be. And I go to work and there's nowhere in my contract that says that they promise me happiness. So I'm going to get out of my job what I'm going to get out of it. And then I'm going to go home, build my business and be with my family. And I knew that I wanted to eventually transition to tech. I mean, I was in higher ed for 14 years, 9 of which were in arts administration. And it was amazing, but I knew that I wanted to transition to tech. And I was actually thinking about this, recording this podcast before, and I was saying to myself, like, yes, corporate America is wild, but you know what? At the end of the day, you take from it what you can. And my girlfriend and I were recently talking about, like, it's usually managers that keep people where they are. And I have been so blessed to finally have amazing managers. I've gone through so many bad apples. And I also now have the opportunity to be even a larger global scaled manager. And I hired a lot of women of color. So I'm very happy about that. And I think that when you join something with Janice, you know that you don't have to be up her ass and agree with everything she says. Okay. I'm just going to be plain and simple. Like, Jesus knows I love him, but like, I'm just going to be plain and simple and say that. It's just the truth. You just won't get ghosted if you don't agree with her. And I think that that is the true definition of a safe place.
I love that perspective. And, you know, I think it's important when you are creating community that you are creating a community and that you're not creating a cult, right? Of just like a bunch of people who are aspiring to be carbon copies of you. You know, the fact that this program attracts so many different people with skill sets that are different, with business desires that are different, with people who want to maintain the 9 to 5 and do it as a side hustle, but also become entrepreneurs. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. I think that's essential. That's how I operate. I'm just like, look, just because somebody else is doing shit this way doesn't mean I got to do it. I'm going to give you all the options and you can pick and you can customize and you can say, nah, I don't want to do that. Yes, I'm going to do this. I want to tweak this. There's power in giving folks that option. And there's power in you exercising those options individually. Okay, so let's talk about some of the amazing things you've been able to accomplish since being a part of this program. We can start off with you, Tiffany. So you mentioned you were able to quit your job, girl, scale. I know you had DM'd me some amazing stuff about client wins and all that stuff. So share all the amazing things that you've been able to do since being a part of this program.
Yeah, I think number one, I became an escort and put myself on payroll, which is pretty amazing. The other thing is I hired an assistant, a really good assistant too, so that I can delegate because I have a lot of stuff to do. I'm very busy. And so that was it. It was also diversifying my, I guess, portfolio, like the different services that I offer. So it's not just the arts administration or the producing. It's also, I really took a leap into the diversity, equity, and inclusion facilitation. I charged a lot of money hourly for that, for the emotional labor that I have to do, you know, for that. But that's something that I can get high value for very little of my time. And so that's been great for me as well. And that helped me really increase. And also to be able to get contracts, with organizations, long-term 5-figure so far. I'm trying to get to 6-figure, but so far like 5-figure contract with companies. And so it's just growing my, I guess, brand, but it's not, I know I have a brand. I have like a style of personality in the way that I work. I just say that because it's like, I don't think I necessarily have a brand, if that makes any sense. Because people hire me because of my personality and my experience, not necessarily because of this, I guess, this brand I have created over the years. But that's one thing. Obviously, like I said, I tripled my income, my revenue through that. So that was pretty amazing. And not only that, it's not just like, here's the thing about Janice, like you will share all the things that you learn about, right? Because of you, I got into the NASDAQ Milestone Program for female entrepreneurs, and I graduated from that. And through that, now I have a mentor who was helping me build a new business, teaching me how to start a new business, another business, and other classes that you have, that you yourself said that you have used, I'm also taking to figure out how I'm going to change and create more passive income for myself. I'm not going to have a blog, but I can figure out other ways to have passive income. So I just had a very narrow view of how to do what I'm doing because of the industry I'm working in. We just do things the way we do them because it's always done in this way. And everyone has like the career trajectory of what they want to do. And everybody is concerned about titles and billing. Is their name above the title and all of that? I don't really care about that anymore. Am I making an impact? And am I creating the life that I want to live? And you helped me think differently about that. And so, yeah, those are some of the wins. It's not just the financial. It's not just the increase of, I guess, my brand to attract more clients, but it's also like my mindset totally changed in the way that I approach my work.
I love that you touched on the mindset because that really is the foundation of so much of the work that we do. And it's not something that ends. It's something that evolves as you hit new milestones. You got to confront new shit. And just knowing that you can trust your intuition and your instincts to lead you to what that next phase is going to be, I think is a really powerful place to be. All right, Arianna, I know that you have had some amazing wins too. So tell us about what you've been able to accomplish.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is that I was able to like really pinpoint what I want to do. I went from a small idea that sold my time for money, which is just another job, to really honing in on my expertise and being able to sell my brain versus just my hours. So like that was something that was hard for me to kind of wrap my head around and like create an offer that wasn't just like an hourly thing. We've worked for hourly wages for 15, 20 years. So like it would make sense that it's like difficult to break out of that. Last year was my first year in like full business and I made like $20,000. And like this year I've already tripled that. And I actually quit my job in March because they were trying to get me to come back to the office full time, which means like a 2-hour commute each way for me. So because my business was doing so well, my husband and I were like, okay, we'll just figure this out for a little bit and we'll see how it goes. And like, hopefully it goes really well. I mean, obviously it has. So like, this means that I have a lot more flexibility with my kids. So I have two, as you can see by all the toys behind me, I have two little kids. So I work from like 8:30 in the morning to about 2:30 until my husband goes to work. And then my days are much more flexible. So like, I'll do some work after he goes to work and I'll put a movie on for the kids. Otherwise, like, we're kind of open to do whatever we need to do. I've officially been able to build a life that I kind of dreamed of, that I'm able to still do things that like light me up and like make me feel creative and like allow me to express myself in ways that I wanted to express myself. Like, I haven't felt this creative in literally years, but I still have all the time in the world to spend with my kids. I didn't have to pick one or the other of being a stay-at-home mom or having a job. I was able to build something. And like, that wouldn't have happened had I not taken the course. And like, you really pushed me to think about how to sell my brain and not my time.
Mm. Wow. That is incredible. And, you know, I think that this is one of the most powerful things that I found about entrepreneurship. It's literally you taking back your power over your days, over your time, over your value. You no longer accept what others have told you is for you. You fucking decide. This is the life that I want. And now how am I going to reverse engineer what I do, how much I charge, how much time I dedicate to something to create that reality? And I think it's such a powerful paradigm shift that not only allows you to create the income and the career that you want, but the life, getting that time back with your kids, eliminating that commute, getting more time with the people that you love. That is what we reflect on at the end of our lives. How much time did we spend with the people we love doing the things that made us happy? And the fact that you have taken that power back, it gives me chills. It really does. Seeing y'all literally embodying poderosa vibes is fucking amazing. All right. And last but not least.
Can I add something? Can I add something real quick? So the other thing is like, for me, it was important to my health, right? I have two autoimmune diseases that stress is the biggest trigger for me. And one of the things is I need to have control over my time. I don't work well when other people have control over my time. I was physically ill, like couldn't walk, really bad physically ill. Sometimes you just need to do this because it's not good for you. All this stress, like what are you killing yourself for? And the other thing, the other reason why I was like, I need to be an entrepreneur because I get to choose who I work with, when I work with them, and how long I work with them. Because y'all, there's so much racism out here that I'm just like, I don't need to work with you if you're racist. And I've had to be like, I have like a set of rules of clients I work with, and I'm able to fire clients if I need to, because I'm like, oh, wait, this isn't a good fit. You are exhibiting racism. You are exhibiting misogyny. I don't need to work with you anymore. It's this power. It's power over my time, power over my health, and power over the people that I choose to give my time to. And, you know, as a woman of color, it's just, it's hard working in corporate America, just working in general.
Yeah.
That's what this gave me.
I love that. That is really powerful insight. And yeah, I mean, it's like, yo, we have a limited amount of time on this earth. And the last thing we need to be doing is dedicating that shit to racist ass institutions, people, places, things that are going to deplete us for scraps. Okay, because most of the time these places aren't even fucking paying you what you deserve to be dealing with their bullshit. Okay. How about you, Karina?
I'm laughing because one time I got an offer from Montclair and I called Janice and she's like, girl, how much more will they be paying you? Do you want to even make that commute? Do you know where you live? And I was like, you're right. I only make a move if they double my salary somewhere. And it ended up happening. But anyways, so for me, to answer your question, I feel like what the Ultimate Side Hustle course did for me was it propelled and ignited and unlocked my legacy. And what I mean by that is that I was very fragile. I think many of us were during the pandemic. But I had just given birth to our last child, no more. And I was in this very room and we use it as a storage room. And I was praying and I felt God and the Holy Spirit tell me, like, you need to turn this into a lab to help women. And I was like, what? That's weird. So I didn't know what to do, but I just hired somebody to paint it. Instead of nesting and building a crib for Levi, I just painted this office. And I got this like wooden tabletop from IKEA and these two little cabinet thingies, put it on top, got a mic and a laptop, and I just started. And I remember being very specific about the things that I joined. And when you go into the social media world, you can get very trapped. And I had already been off of social media for 2 years. I had done a pruning and a cleanse of toxic relationships, toxic habits like Target and social media. So when I was going back, I was praying about like, how do I thrive my business online? God's response to me was, this is weird, but do not follow the algorithm. And I'm like, what? Like everybody that I follow follows an algorithm. Like you post at a certain time, you say a certain thing, you have a certain background. And God was like, do not follow the algorithm. You're different. And I think that taking Janice's course ignited something in me that allowed me to be myself. You see, before that, I had a lot of mentorship that was amazing, but that was also very rigid and performative. And when I joined Janice's course, I also met my business coach, Kat Del Carmen. And it was even through her that she was like, girl, you don't need all this. You don't need all this show. You don't need all this stuff. You just need you. And I'm like, just me? And she was like, just you. And it was through Janice, Kat Del Carmen, Erica Cruz, all of these women, and I'm sure there's many more, Jasmine Escaleta, many, many more that really just ignited something in me to be myself. But the Ultimate Side Hustle really was the foundation of, for me, unlocking the continuation of my legacy. And before, when Tiffany was talking about like her brand and she was like, I don't know, I'm more than my brand. Literally, I thought about what she was building, which was her legacy. And that's what we all here are doing, right? We all want to have generational wealth left for our kids and generations to come. We all are building these doors to open for the future. And if it's anything, it's our footprint. And I want to make sure that when I leave, hopefully we have a party when I die. But like when I leave, I want to make sure that people remember the things that we've done, and hopefully they're really good, like the stuff that we're doing now, you know?
I absolutely love that. Thank you for sharing, Karina. All right. So before we wrap this up, I would love for y'all to share a message for anybody who is considering starting their side hustle, is like, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if this is the right time. I don't know if this is the right thing. What would you say to them to get them off the fence? And I'll start with you, Ariana.
It'll never be the right time. Always are going to have more debt on top of you. The kids are always going to need you. Some crazy shit is always going to happen. So during this crazy growth of this year, just a little bit of backstory of what's just happened in this year, right? My mother got hit by a car, was in the hospital for 3 weeks. I broke my ankle and I'm still like dealing with the things and like not being able to move around. So during my mother getting hit by a car, during me breaking my ankle, I was still building this business and still being able to like scale it and pay my bills, put my kids in swim classes, put my kids in daycare because they're still too young for goddamn elementary school, do all of those things. You're never going to be ready and there's always going to be something in the way, quote unquote. Just do it. It's going to be the most terrifying thing in the world. There are still days that I wake up like, what the fuck did I do? But at the end of the day, I have never been happier working. I work pretty much strictly, and it kind of happened accidentally, with women. A lot of moms, a lot of women, a lot of women of color, helping them to build their legacy as well. So it's not just my own legacy that I'm building. I'm helping them to build their legacy as well by helping them grow something that's beautiful. That was one of my dreams growing up, is to help people build something that they're proud of, that they want to build. And I'm getting to live that because I did the scary shit. So just do it. It'll never be the right time. There's no such thing. Just do it.
I love it. Lots of head nodding. How about you, Karina?
So my biggest piece of advice was, do you remember the bread story that you told us in class?
Yes.
I love that story where like you walk into the store and in the bread aisle, there's millions of varieties of brands of breads, but people still make more bread. And I think my biggest piece of advice is not to just like what Ariana said to do it, but to understand that like you are different because there's nobody who's going to do it like you. Nobody. Like as many life coaches, consultants, strategists, everything that's out there, nobody does it like you. And people buy you. You know what I mean? Like there are amazing, probably even there is a lot better life coaches than me, but people want to work with me because they like me. And that will happen to you too. And so I think that plenty of times we allow fear to get in the place of not being able to move forward and the fear that there's so many other people out there, but who cares? Do it anyways. Also, be okay with rejection. It happens and that's okay. Take it as protection in that moment and just keep going. There's a lot of advice that I could give, but I think just being yourself and doing it anyways and understanding that there are millions of others, but nobody like you is the best. Yeah.
Gems on gems, ladies. All right, Tiffany, we'll close out the advice with you, girlfriend.
So much pressure because y'all took all of the things I was going to say. What I have found is the more authentically me I am, the more I attract people who want to work with me. And so folks who want to start a side hustle, I mean, like we're saying, just do it. It's terrifying. I've had my side hustle for 10 years and it wasn't until this year that I finally took the plunge to do it full time. And this is something I've been wanting to do this whole time. It was terrifying. So you have to bet on yourself. That's what I'm saying, is like, if you are authentically yourself, if you don't try to change yourself to fit into whatever you think people need you to be, you wind up attracting the right opportunities and the right people. There are a lot of people who do not like me. A lot of people. And I usually say the people who don't like me are racist. But like, because I speak out a lot. I don't know if it's the New Yorker in me. I don't know if it's the Puerto Rican in me, but like, if I see something that's not right, I speak out about it. And literally, actually, the reason why I'm here at this university is because I spoke out about another university, and this university heard that and said, oh, wait a minute, you teach this class? It's Latinx theater. Would you come here and teach that class? I've literally gotten jobs from being authentically myself and not being scared. And so that's my biggest advice. Anything that you do, you know, similar to Ariana, like focusing on your skill set. What skill set do you have? What's the thing you do best, you think? I would definitely go along with that. But everyone else dropped so many gems. But that's the biggest set of advice I can give you.
Yeah.
I have one more, is that you don't have one purpose in life. I started believing many years ago that it's not just one thing. Like, we're not meant to just get married, have financial independence, have a family. That's all beautiful, right? But your purpose is not one thing or one event. Your purpose is a theme. So my purpose in life, and something that I've prayed a lot about, is to guide. So everything I do, I guide. That's me. If I feel like I'm not really guiding, I'm like, is this really aligned with my values and my purpose? That's the one thing. I feel like we get so pigeonholed into like, well, I don't know if that's my purpose to like start a side hustle, or I don't know if it's my purpose to like start a business. And it's like, okay, well, what do you value? What is it that you want to do at that point? So I would say don't pigeonhole yourself into one thing.
You know, I really love that message. And I think that's a great way to close this out, because what I have found in this journey in entrepreneurship is that it is a self-discovery process. You don't know what you can do really well until you start doing shit and figuring out, A, what you like, what you're good at, what you attract people for. It's all just a series of experiments that will lead you to discovering more about yourself, more about your personality, more about your talents, your gifts, your skills, and ultimately, hopefully, your legacy. And that's why I start off the program with asking you what you want your legacy to be. That's one of the initial exercises that we do, because when you think from that grand perspective, then it puts things into much more clarity than just like, well, I just want to make more money, or I just want to quit this job, or, you know, I just want to be my own boss. There has to be a bigger why. And the fact that y'all have given yourselves permission to explore that and now are living proof that when you follow those intuitions and you just start putting yourself out there and continuing to do scary shit, you can do incredible and amazing things. So ladies, I just want to thank all of you for being here, taking the time to share your experience. And I will be sharing all of your deets in the episode show notes, so you can go ahead and follow all these amazing women, get inspired by them. Until next time, y'all know the deal. Stay poderosa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free. So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start, and start transforming your dinero story today. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa.
On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.